Good morning.
Good morning.
Here? Good morning. Who is this?
This is Betty in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
Very good, thank you, Nancy.
Good. I guess Char's not going to make it again. Are there other people on the line? Anyone else want to say hello? I guess it's you and me, Betty.
Well, that's small and cozy.
Yeah, you said you're going away for Thanksgiving?
No,
oh,
no. We're just going to my daughter's, and she's only about 20 minutes away.
Lucky you. Are you expecting snow tomorrow like we are?
It's supposed to change tomorrow, but I don't know that. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was trying to think of what they were saying on the news. Yeah, some flurries.
Oh, we're supposed to get more than that, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
Nice outwait until Thanksgiving to happen.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Seems to be the way it goes.
Yeah, sometimes. Although I think last year it was 60 degrees here for what like it is today.
Yes.
Who else is on?
This is Onita.
Morning, Onita. How are you?
Hey. It's cloudy and gray here and cold.
Oh, here too, but it's 60 degrees. That's coming tomorrow with the snow.
Oh, ours is supposed to 40. Supposed to be our high.
Uh-huh.
It's coming your way.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate that. Nice how you can share with us. Who else wants to say hello?
Good morning. This is Darlene in California.
Hey, Darlene. How are you?
Pretty good.
Anyone else want to say hello? I guess everybody's busy shopping, probably not cooking it, although some people have started cooking, I'll bet, but shopping, shopping, shopping. Everybody making turkey this year?
Oh, yeah, I am. This is starting.
Yeah.
I got all my shopping done, though.
Me, too. I will not hit a store again.
No.
Not until next week. Nope.
Man.
It was crowded enough yesterday for me when I went to pick up my turkey. Anyone else going to be making turkey or eating turkey or going where there is turkey being served?
I don't know that I'm going to eat any, but my husband decided he wanted some smoked turkey drumsticks, so I guess I'll get those.
Gosh, I haven't heard about smoking turkey in years, but I do remember hearing about it years ago.
Yeah.
You don't hear so much about frying those turkeys anymore. Probably too many fires.
My youngest son used to do that, but
uh-huh.
His one's allergic to peanuts, and that's what they fry them in is peanuts.
Oh, okay.
So can't do that anymore either.
So it specifically is peanut oil?
At least what they get around here is, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It is here, too, what they use. I think it has to do with the degree of heat that the oil can withstand.
Uh-huh. Who is this?
This is Betty.
Oh, okay. Didn't sound like you. Okay. Yeah, I have a friend whose son used to do that. And they claimed that it didn't make it greasy, but I don't know. Of course, every time you turn TV on, they're talking about what they're making for Thanksgiving. There was a radiology yesterday, and Rachel Ray was given all this. She stuffed the turkey with spinach and stuff. It actually, but I don't know. I'm not sure I would ever do that. But anyway. So, anyone have any questions? Well, let me read the opening statement so that in case anyone's listening that is too shy to say hello or doesn't have the time to pitch in, we'll know what we're talking about on this call. The purpose of the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. In the China study, the book begins describing the largest nutritional study ever done with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find this helpful and beneficial, that you pass the number and time on to others. Thanks for allowing us to enter your home office or car at this time. So, anyone have any questions or concerns or problems that we need to address before tomorrow?
No, I just hadn't had time to go in and pull off recipes, but Rachel, that's been on the 14th, had a whole bunch of recipes that she said could be made vegetarian or vegan if a person wanted to.
Uh-huh.
So I was going to get those. It was this Marsol masala mushroom ragu and a creamy polenta with butternut squash and braised Brussels sprouts, which somebody said yesterday they didn't like, but anyway.
Brussels sprouts it's a strong vegetable that you probably have to acquire a taste for, I think.
I don't know. The way she did them, they looked like they wouldn't be too bad. I haven't had them for years, yep. But it's kind of a strong version of mini cabbages, so.
I love cabbage. You know, I've been cutting in my vegetable salad for years already. I love the crunch of it in a salad. But the Brussels sprouts, they don't taste at all like cabbage. And I'm thinking that the smaller they are, maybe the less strong they are.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
I haven't checked, but I thought I'd go in and get these recipes and see what they look like anyway.
Yeah, I have made them in the New Kensington, and, you know, they're good. You just have, I think you have to acquire a taste for them.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah. I remember last year, I may have mentioned this before, the Kensin had just come, the pans, and I always make too much stuffing to fit into the bird anyway, so I decided to make it in a Kensin pan, because people were talking about at that time we were eating meat, so they were talking about making roasts in the Kensin pan. And I put it in, it really stayed moist and everything else, but then the turkey wasn't finished on time, which frequently happens to me. And, you know, I didn't realize it was the first time I was using the pan, so it continues to cook, even though you may have it on very low heat with the light on. And so it ended up burning the bottom of my pan and ended up dry, but they ate it anyway. I don't eat stuffing, so they ate it anyway. And thanks to barkeepers, I got the bottom of it clean. But you can use them for stuff like that. So there was an interesting thing in our paper the other day that was kind of shocking. Anyone have any clue about what the typical Thanksgiving meal, how many calories will the trimmings, drinks, pre-meal snacks, and dessert adds up to? Take a guess, guys.
1,200.
Who's that?
Mary Lou.
That's what I thought. Keep going.
I would
probably
3,000.
1,000?
Yeah.
How about 3,700, guys?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And how many calories do you think are in 7 Burger King Whoppers? This is a comparison. It's interesting. 3,570. Can you imagine eating 7 Burger King Whoppers? I can't imagine eating one, but Burger King Whoppers. The number of miles a typical person would need to walk to burn 3,700 calories. 37 miles. The amount of time without stopping an average-sized adult would have to swim the breaststroke to burn off the typical Thanksgiving meal. 5 hours and 15 minutes. Oh, here's a good one. Number of calories for those of you who like pecan pie topped with whipped cream. One piece. 520 calories.
My gosh.
This is funny. Number of pizzas Domino's will deliver on Thanksgiving Eve, about 40% more than the typical Wednesday. 1.1 mil. The percent of people who prepare extra food on Thanksgiving to ensure leftovers, 43. Rank of Thanksgiving on the list of busiest holidays for plumbers. Go ahead.
True.
Number one, and 80% of the calls are for clogged kitchen drains. I mentioned that the other day because my daughter had mentioned it to me, and I see where she got the information now. Yeah, be careful what you put down your garbage disposal.
Yeah, I found that out years ago with the potato peels. All that starch really clogs it up in a hurry.
Why didn't you tell me? We could have avoided all that draining of the water out the back window. That happened to me a number of years ago, and she just kept pushing it in, and it didn't even faze me at the time. I'm thinking, I was so busy doing something else, but she kind of chuckles about it now, and, it's nice that you can remember and laugh about it. Yeah, I think the skins also probably stick to the inside of the garbage disposal.
It could be.
Yeah. I think this year we will just boil them with the skins on and possibly even use the skins when I mash them. I don't know. Somebody told me yesterday that they have a piece of equipment or a tool that actually skins, cooks, and mashes the potatoes all at once. And they're having like 30 people for dinner. So she said, you know, with that many people, we certainly need something like this. I have never heard of anything that actually mashes the potatoes for you, but I don't know who carries it. I didn't ask her. So, anyone have anything that we need to talk about today? Anybody listening who just is listening and has always been wondering about something and just has been too shy? You know, no question is it something that somebody else might be thinking of? You guys are making it harder today for me.
This is Darlene.
Go ahead.
I was thinking about, you know, all those calories and stuff, but I think, you know, if I'm going to look upon the day that I'm just going to have a small taste of the things I don't normally eat.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way of looking at it.
Usually, I think it's a fantasy that we have as to how this used to taste.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it in my mind has changed, you know.
Sure.
So I think if I have a little small taste of whatever I want, I will be well within my limits.
Oh, yeah. And you're mentally preparing yourself right now.
So by the time I get through doing all the cooking, I really don't want a whole lot of it.
But you're mentally preparing yourself now, which is
right.
A start.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I think a lot of people are going to be... I can still remember the old feeling of being overstuffed.
Oh, sure.
Having overate, and I don't like that anymore.
Uh-huh. When you're doing this mental exercise all day today, do you do any visualization with it or just the mental thinking of it?
Just the mental thinking of it.
Okay.
No. Because I've got so much armor in my head about this is just not good for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Where I can look at people in a restaurant or anything overeating and the size that they are, and do I want to go there again? No.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we and some neighbors used to go to one of those all-you-can-eat buffet places. He said, you know, we can't eat as much as we're paying for or whatever, and it called it the hog trough because he said all these fat people with all their huge plate, you know, they multiple plates full of stuff, and that, you know, just thinking of it as a hog trough.
Oh, that's an interesting name. They graze through it.
Yeah.
Wow. My husband, when he was a child, and a cousin of his actually put one of those places out of business. They just kept going, I guess, and kept eating, which is why they both probably had weight problems at the time. There was something on TV this morning, and I don't remember exactly the number, but one serving of cranberry sauce was equal to a huge amount of grams of sugar, and it was like, whoa. And so if you look at the nutrition thing on a can of cranberry sauce, it basically is all sugar.
Well, it takes so much to sweeten them up, so.
Exactly, yeah. You don't think of it while you're eating it, for sure, but I forget what they compared it to, because I don't eat cranberry sauce anyway, but interesting little statistic there. I am amazed at how many of my friends have or are going away for Thanksgiving. These are people who have been doing Thanksgiving at their houses for all these years, and all of a sudden they're not doing it. I think it's time for me to start rebelling. When everybody says, "And what are you doing?" I say, "Pardon me, I can't hear you. There's a lot of static in the air because it's a no-brainer. Nobody else does it for us except me. Although my daughter's coming to help." It seems to be this is where it always happens. And I guess I should be grateful that I'm able to do it and that they want to come. That's a good way of looking at it, Nancy.
Grateful that they're willing to come because my kids are, you know, Walmart employees and all of this, and I can't even get them together, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the way I have to face it.
Yeah.
If it were up to my husband, we would go out for dinner because he knows that it is a lot of work. That's just not my way of doing this. I would not feel comfortable in a restaurant unless we were out of town tomorrow night. A lot of people you know, because everybody is, quote, so busy, are ordering someone to make the turkey or someone to make this. You know, you can, the grocery stores here all do that. I think actually Whole Foods, you can order your meal.
Right.
However,
do you have other people bring some of the stuff, Nancy?
Well, you know, my youngest one always asks if they can, what they can bring, and Marty called and left a, you know, he doesn't answer the phone, so he left a message that I think his wife actually makes the pumpkin pie. I don't eat pumpkin pie anyway, but I said, well, you know, he wants to know what to bring. Why don't you tell him bring dessert for you? So I think that they are doing that. But Mitch's coming this afternoon, and she just whips through things, zip, 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 and she's, you know, very fast, and the sooner she can get finished and get out, she'll be happy. And so a lot of it will be done today. And that does make it a lot easier, sure.
Yeah.
I've never been the kind when I invite people for dinner. I always have this menu in my head, and I don't know. It's not that I don't like them bringing something, but it's just not my style. I know it makes it a ton easier, no question. I have a friend who keeps telling me Thanksgiving's not a big deal. Well, yeah, when you don't make it all in your house, you're right. But when you're the one responsible for putting the meal on the table, and people aren't bringing, there's a lot of preparation time. Although one thing I do, I have found over the years since they came out, if I have my cardio done, I can stand and do for so much longer and so much more. It makes a huge difference whenever I'm making any holiday. So I don't know whether you guys have found the same thing or not, but it sure helps me.
I have. It really helps with a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
My husband's an auctioneer, and to stand around clerking a sale all day, I can and then, you know, walk down the rows, you know, for 6 hours on a, you know, without a break. And
mm-hmm.
My feet don't get tired.
Yeah.
Nearly as tired.
Yeah. I find that amazing. Yeah, my legs too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone have a last-minute recipe that they want to share?
You know, I heard a show yesterday afternoon was called Christine Cooks on PBS, and she was saying that show had gone completely vegan, so I'm going to go in and pull off some of her recipes, too.
What's the name of it again?
Christina Cooks.
Tina?
Christina Cooks.
Oh, Christina Cooks, okay. Huh. There's a lot of that going on, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
What network is that on?
That was on PBS.
Hmm.
And it's Christina Cook?
Right.
Okay. And is it a daily program, or is it a weekly, or what?
No, it's once a week.
Okay.
We have cooking on Tuesdays here.
Hmm. And it's called, in your TV guide, Christina Cooks?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah.
I pulled something off of Jim Rohn yesterday. I get his newsletter. A lot of them are too long for me to even dive into, but this was, I just pulled off two paragraphs that I want to read because it has to do with lifestyle and the overall lifestyle that we live. Let me explain. I've learned that none of us would be where we are today unless we had gone through each and every event of our life. We are a composite of our life experiences, good, bad, and different. We are who we are in large part because of our life experiences. Our victories have helped mold us. Our adversities have helped build us. Our experiences, whether terrific or tragic, have made eternal deposits in our mindset. We are who we are because of where we've been and what we've been through. These events, though, do not determine our destiny. How we deal with them does.
And
isn't that good?
That is very good.
And there's so much in those two paragraphs. It has to do with life and our lifestyle, whether it's what we're putting in our mouths or how we're doing the Nikan business or how we're getting along with our families during trying times together for a holiday.
That's right.
Right. Anyone have any aha moments this week that we haven't talked about?
Hi, Nancy. This is Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I was just trying to compose something on my computer, and I just lost track of time, so I didn't really get the first half of your of what was going on.
Uh-huh.
So, you want to summarize what's going on, or
I want to fill her in.
It was just a lot.
Nothing earthquake.
Okay.
Just talking about the holiday. Are you making Thanksgiving for your family?
Yes, I am. Uh huh.
And
we believe my husband is making the squash.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are you making a turkey?
I am.
Good.
But I'm cooking a lot of the vegetables and some nice red potatoes, and I'm doing a lot more with vegetables and things like that. So the turkey is just going to be a little added to me instead of a main meal.
Sure. It'll be a side dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I bought some whole wheat rolls and, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it should be good.
Good.
I've got the pies, but, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, you missed. Oh, that's what you missed. Here, I'll ask you two questions. Do you have a pecan pie?
I don't.
No, oh, okay. Then I'll ask you one question. How many calories do you think is in the typical Thanksgiving meal with all the trimmings, drinks, pre-meal snacks, and dessert?
Oh, I would think about 2,500.
How about 3,700?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm off a little bit.
Oh,
not too much, though.
Nobody was even remotely close, but yeah. And it would take you 37 miles to walk to burn off those 3,700 calories.
Oh, wow. You have to do the Boston Marathon to do that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we were talking about that to begin with, some statistics I found.
Well, I know, like, a pumpkin pie is about 400 calories a slice, so.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's pretty high. Apple pie, and then you have the ice cream on top of it, and, yeah.
Well, pecan pie is 520 with whipped cream.
Oh. I used to make a pumpkin pie. I should really look that recipe up today. It was a crustless one.
There was something on, I think it was my Real Life newsletter, for those of you who want to make a pie, that had, it was a, and I didn't open it, but the title was something about a good pie crust, if anybody wants to check that one out. You know, if you get, and that's the Oz Roizen newsletter, you might be able to pick that up on their website also.
Mm.
For the pie, for the crust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not strictly vegetarian, I know. I take that back. They individually may be, but their website and when they are out talking do not tell people they have to be strictly vegetarian.
Huh.
I think Oz is a vegetarian. I'm not sure if he's a vegan, but I think he's a vegetarian at least.
Right. Right.
Speaking of Oz, does anybody know, was it last week or the week, anyway, within the past several weeks when he was on Oprah, he talked about what he does to relieve stress, and she said Tai Chi, and he said, no, he does something else that's like Tai Chi, but less hard on the body. Anybody know what he actually called it?
I heard it, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I didn't write it down because I didn't even know how to spell it. A friend of mine was telling me she had tried Tai Chi and she couldn't do it. She said the balance was really hard for her and she found Tai Chi to be much too hard. She does yoga. But
it wasn't Pilates, was it?
Oh, no, it was another Asian name, I'm almost positive, right, Onita?
Yeah, he just said it was easier than the Tai Chi.
Right. And he's younger than I am anyway. Or at least he looks like he is. Maybe.
Well, I do Pilates.
Do you?
I do. I'm a brown belt. I have two stripes going for my black belt pretty soon. So.
For you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that. It's really what a workout. Really good and has trimmed me right down. I'm telling
That's
you, it's unbelievable.
Great. How long have you been doing that?
How many? What?
How long have you been doing it?
About a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've gone down in size, you know. I mean, weight-wise, I was really heavy, you know, maybe about over, maybe, I don't know, maybe about 38 years ago.
Wow.
I was 77 pounds I've lost.
And you gained it.
And kept it off all that time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and, but, you know, I've always wanted to do karate, and it was something my grandkids were doing, and I said, what the heck, you know? Let me try. This yeah. going, thank goodness. Usually, you know, the kids drop out while you're there, you know. But still doing it, and it's just wonderful. It's,
uh-huh.
I tell you, you work every muscle in your body, and I mean, I am really toned.
Wow.
Know, from, yeah, without have to lifting weights or anything.
I never knew you do all that. I didn't realize that it does the muscle stuff like that.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, because I used to lift weights and everything, and I haven't lift weights since I've been doing karate, and my muscle tone is even better.
I didn't realize that. Wow.
Oh, yeah, because you're doing a resistant, and sometimes, too, you have to, you know, you have to have control,
uh-huh.
so you really can't, you know, do the full punch, and because you have to control that, so you know, you have to contract those muscles, and and stance that you have to stand in too. You know, you pull everything, even your core and everything in, and that's, you know, like an isometric
right.
exercise. You know,
how many times a week do you go?
Many times as I can go. Sometimes
really?
Four times. Yeah, love it. I'm obsessed with it now. You know.
Oh.
But it really gives you a sense of well-being, and does take a lot of the stress out of your life, and it gives you a philosophy. You know, it's the same kind of philosophy as us with Nikan, you know, mind, body, spirit,
right.
that kind of thing. And it's quite a, you know, it's good. It really is. You should try it just for the heck of it, you know.
Yeah, I was ever thinking about you. The first person on these calls, anyway, who has ever mentioned that. I'm so glad you did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really, I mean, it gives you, I mean, you figure you have to do the kicks and everything, so your leg muscles definitely have to strengthen up.
Wow.
And you're doing the punches and the turns and the, you know, the movement of the upper body and the core of your, you know, your stomach and everything has to
uh-huh.
be toned. I mean, we do these, what they call arm pounding and stomach punching, and when you do that, you have to tone all those muscles so they don't hurt, you know?
Okay.
So,
do you go to a, I don't know how old you are, but I'm assuming you're approaching at least senioritis. Do you go to a class specifically?
I'm 63, and I'm proud of it. Yeah.
Do you go to a class for seniors?
No. Oh, no, no. Believe me, I'm the oldest one there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, oldest woman there. There's a man that's older than I am, but, yeah, I'm the only older woman there. And they can't believe that I keep up with everybody. And,
uh-huh.
you know, we have takedowns and everything else that I'm not afraid to do, you know. And I have osteopenia, which you would think I would be afraid, you know, but I'm not,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's only going to be for the best, you know.
That is great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it.
It's fun. You should try it, Nancy.
Yeah, look for karate class. My kids will think I'm totally flipped.
Hey, you know what? My kids, my daughter goes, my grandkids go, and I go. And my son was a black belt when he was younger. So, I mean, it's just something I've always wanted to do. And like you say, get out of that box, try something new. And
true.
It gives you the confidence. You know, it really does that you can accomplish anything if you can do that.
Yeah. My oldest son took it as a child, I remember it. I remember seeing a brown belt. I don't know that he ever got to black, but you know, he did it for however long. But as an adult, I don't know anybody who has started it. That is great information.
Yeah, try it. It's really awesome.
And the class is like an hour?
The class is about an hour. You know, he runs a little over. I mean, the style, and there's different styles out there, too. I take Weichi Ru.
Who?
Weichi Ru, which is, it's more of the softer side of karate. I mean, it doesn't do those high kicks. It doesn't do the, you know, it's basically hard and soft, you know. I mean, I can definitely hurt somebody if I wanted to, you know.
So, like, if you were being attacked, you could defend yourself.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, that gives you all the confidence.
Yep.
I mean, it's unbelievable. You can walk down the street and not be afraid, you know? That I ever was, but I mean, now that I've had the knowledge that I could really hurt somebody, you know?
That is great. You
know, fighting my way, you know? I really feel very confident in that.
I just remember when I used to drop my son off for his karate, you know, there's a huge plate glass window in the front, and then everybody's in the room, and the window is always steamed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you do. Believe me, you would think that you'd have to be, I mean, my aerobic, you know, that I do in that class is unbelievable, and I've never gotten such a very, you know, good workout as I do with that class, yeah.
Wow.
And it's very intense. It's very intense and very, you have to concentrate.
Right.
You can't let any interference outside. You know, we do. We have a lot of people doing different things while we're doing our thing, you know, because they're, you know, he has us doing that just so we can get our focus better, you know.
Mm-hmm. So they steam the window specifically?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. The heat from your body. I mean,
that's what I thought.
Holding a stance, even just holding a stance, you know, for a minute. I mean, if you just stand in one position, really, and pull in everything, you know, all your muscles and tighten everything up for about a minute, you just see the sweat pouring off you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool.
They're doing pests, they're doing the gutters. That I'm so glad you shared that. I'm going to keep my eye open for a class around here then.
Yeah,
great.
Try it. Pretty
thanks,
good
food. Well, we are at the bottom of the hour. Anyone have any closing thoughts, comments, concerns before we tune out until tomorrow? Mary Lou, are you doing a call tomorrow? I wonder if she's gone. I guess Mary Lou is gone. I don't know whether she'll be here or not tomorrow, guys, but all I can suggest is calling in and seeing if anyone is on. I want to thank everybody on the Active Pilot Study Group for your time commitment to the program, and also to all of our guests who are in attendance today, whether you spoke up or not. I appreciate all the input. If you have any questions or comments, I'm going to direct you back to the person who invited you on the call or come back on the calls. Have a great day. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I don't talk to you tomorrow. And join us again on this journey. Thanks so much for everybody's input this morning. And I love what you just said about karate, Dottie. That was great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks so much. We're going to Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, you're part of
Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thanks.
Have a good one, too.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Nancy, everybody.
Thanks, Steve. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to pop on and say hi at the end here.
Good to hear you.
Nancy, did you ever hear of what happened to Monty last week?
No, I left him a message on, I think it was Sunday, and I have not heard from him. I don't know.
You think it's okay?
I don't know. I did call because I was a little concerned, and maybe I will try him again. Daddy, what's your phone number?
My phone number is 978-667-3064.
Thanks. I don't know. Maybe I'll try him again today and see if I do, I will at least pop on tomorrow and let you know.
Yeah, well, too bad. I hope everything's okay.
There was no answer. I left him a message.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like him not to at least be on the call, you know? All right, well, listen, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Have a great Thanksgiving and...
See you tomorrow.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.